All right, Shavuot, say good morning. Good morning. Let us begin. We are continuing this morning, Meretz Hashem, in the 11th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of Kislev, the 29th of November, and we are continuing in the Ramah's discussion regarding the destructive nature of gaiva, of arrogance. So the Ramchal writes as follows. He says, V'yimatzei geya acher. There's another form of gaiva. Remember, again, both says part of the shir, Ramchal is going through the different levels of gaiva, different levels of arrogance, and how each of them are destructive in their own way. What's this level? Shirotzilios nirsham harbi b'malo, sovuluziachi b'drachav. Such a person wants to be recognized for his unique behaviors and unique qualities. So this is a person, again, ultimately, again, whose gaiva manifests itself in a desire to be recognized for his unique qualities. So for such a person, it's not enough for the world to praise him for the qualities that he believes he possesses. Rather, so it's interesting. So it's not enough that the person wants the world to recognize his incredible qualities. He also wants people to recognize that he is incredibly humble. So again, this is where, once again, humility becomes an expression actually of arrogance. So again, not just that I want the world to see how incredible I am because of the unique qualities I possess, which, by the way, I may really possess, but I also want to be seen and want to be known as someone exceedingly humble. Benimsa zemiskaer ba'an vasal. Such a person is actually arrogant in his humility. The road said, "Bekavid amashimara asma v'rechmen." Sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes the way that people's arrogance manifests itself is by putting on a show that they're running away from kavod. I don't want the kavod. I don't need the kavod. The truth is, they want the kavod. But in addition to the kavod that they want for all of the qualities that they have, they also want the honor as being seen as someone incredibly humble. So how do I portray myself as someone incredibly humble? By saying I don't need all of the honor. I don't need all of the honor. When in fact I'm running after additional layers of honor. Vehine geya kaze. So we'll say a person like this, yasim atzmo tachas kitana mimenu harbe. So a person like this will often pretend to place himself, you know, far below people of lesser standing than himself. Otachas nivzim sheba'am, or under those who are most marginalized in the people. Shiyachshov laharos bazet tachlis hanava. So we'll say, so this is talking about an individual who essentially puts on a display of excessive humility. Excessive humility, often going ahead and humbling himself, you know, before even the lowest of the low. Ukvarlo yirtze bishum toar mitare hagidula, and a person, you know, doesn't need any honorific displays. The main b'chali luyim, and ultimately, again, he doesn't need any form of elevation. Valibo omer bekirbo, he says to himself, ein chacham ba'anav kamoni b'chal ha'aretz, and such a person says to himself, there's no one as wise as me. There's also no one as humble as me in the entire world. So a person mamish feels that he's reached this level of gaiva. We'll say, I just want to point out something so interesting. You understand how the Ramchal is driving at over here is now it's almost as if the Ramchal is telling me, even when I try to be humble, which hopefully it's a struggle, but we all try. A person has to make sure that their pursuit of humility is in and of itself not an expression of arrogance and gaiva. Now, we'll say, now you understand the profundity of this chapter. This is what Nikias is. Nikias is like being introspective enough to ask myself, am I really clean from a vestige of sin? Because sometimes even the good things that I'm doing, I'm not doing them for the right reasons. And in fact, sometimes even the good things I'm doing, are in fact a manifestation of something negative. So here you see that here this guy is in the pursuit of excessive humility. I would see a person like that and I would say, wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. Like that guy is really genuinely humble. Meanwhile, at least on the inside, his pursuit of humility is in fact a form of gaiva. Now again, the rest of the world will never know it. I will say, but you know, in life, it doesn't really matter what the rest of the world does know or doesn't know. What matters is what I know. And the midah of nikios means an awareness of who am I, what am I, and why am I doing the things that I'm doing. Such a profound yisod. So the Ramchal goes either. He says, Amnam, geyim kaila, afapi shalachora marim asanam. So again, so he says, arrogant people in this category, even though they present as being very humble, lo yibatsru mechsholas lahem. Well, say, here's the issue. Any time that a person is driven by gaiva, driven by arrogance, even if the arrogance is manifesting itself in the form of excessive humility, they're going to stumble. Because gaiva, remember again, gaiva is a blinding midah. When life becomes, again, about self-aggrandizement, and when life becomes about the ego, I'm going to make a mistake at some point in time. Some point in time. Listen to this. Shevelin, I will say now specifically, what's going to happen is the gaiva is going to come out. In other words, when it's gaiva that's leading me to make life decisions, even though, again, it's the gaiva that's driving me towards the success of humility, the gaiva is going to come out. I will say, this is absolutely incredible. Shebli, the awesome tia miskalis ka'av awesome. The gaiva is going to be revealed without them even realizing it. Without the person even realizing, because they're working so hard to portray themselves as someone who's humble, the gaiva is going to come out. Keleva hayotz mi bein acharasim. And he says it's like a flame often that comes out from the pottery shards. I will say this is an incredible mashal. Kvar mashlu chacham zichron lebracha. So Chazal have a mashal for this. I will say, what's their mashal? Get ready. Mashal bayis malei teven. V'haya b'bayis chorin. V'haya teven nichnas bahen. La'ach. So let's listen to this. He gives a mashal of a home. That was there to house straw. Now, I will say, what's interesting to note is as follows. See, if you could imagine for a moment, the case in question over here is that a person has a home, and the home looks beautiful, right? On the outside, it looks like a mansion. Interestingly enough, on the inside, it's not a mansion. On the inside, what is it? It's people. The owner stores straw. So it looks so beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, all it is a straw silo, a straw warehouse. So I'll say, so what happens? Over time, what ends up happening is the straw ends up like coming out of the holes in the house or out of the windows. In other words, I'll say, and everyone knows, everyone comes to know, at the end, it's not a mansion. This is a warehouse. You can make the warehouse look like a mansion, but over time, what's going to end up happening? The struck is. I will say, there's another mashal like this. What? How does it go? The expression that you could dye your hair, but you could always see the roots. Or maybe there's not such an expression like that. Somebody just mentioned this. Okay, whatever. I'm going to Google it today. There is such an expression. The point that Ramchal is making. No, don't Google it. No. Right. So the point that Ramchal is making is at the end of the day, the true nature of who you are comes out. So you can go ahead and you can gift wrap it, right? You can go ahead and make the warehouse look like a mansion, but at the end of the day, the straw is going to peek out the windows. I will say it's such a profound, because we'll say, whether we realize it or not, we put in so much effort often to mask who we really are, and that's both in good and bad. And when I say at the end of the day, it comes out. It absolutely comes out. I would say, "Kina davar azeh shelo yuchlu tamid lahastiras atzmam umachshav tamara tieni keres mitoch maaseim." So too in this case of the Baal Gaiva. I would say, at the end of the day, when a person is a Baal Gaiva, the Gaiva is going to come out, and the Gaiva is going to become recognizable from their actions, no matter how much the person tries to portray themselves. Ultimately, again, is humble. Ach darcheihem heim ba'anava psula v'shiflus meruma, because at the end of the day, the gaiva itself, the anava, the humility, the show of humility that they're putting on, ultimately, again, is a fraud. Really incredible. Who knew there are so many levels of gaiva, right? There's another level of gaiva. What's the level of gaiva? So this is incredible. This other level of gaiva is, the gaiva remains in my heart. it is never actualized in the way that I live or the way that I behave. Here the Ramchal is describing probably the most dangerous level of gaiva. The most dangerous level of gaiva. In this level of gaiva, a person is not acting in a gaivadic way. A person is not even putting on false displays of humility. In this level, the gaiva is never actualizing itself behaviorally. It remains embedded in the heart of the individual. So how does the gaiva manifest itself? Listen to this. How does it manifest itself? By a person thinking he knows everything. He knows everything, right? I know the MS, and no one is as smart as me. No one is as smart as me. Now, it's dangerous. This is the most dangerous form of gaiva. When you think you're the smartest guy in the room, when you think you know better than everyone else and no one has anything to offer you, that's dangerous. Why, says Ramchal? Because at the end of the day, a person doesn't listen to anyone. A person is not open to hearing anything from anyone. A person figures, says to himself, you know what, if I can't figure it out, no one can figure it out. If I don't know the answer, no one has the answer. And he figures, if it's not obvious to me, then it's not obvious to anyone else. So lemaisa, a person is simply not receptive to hearing anything from anyone. In Rishonim, V'machronim, V'safek in Etzlam al Sivarasam. And at the end of the day, such a person is just profoundly, profoundly self-assured and thinks that he knows everything. So this is the end of today's section. Well, I'll just point out, so this was the last level of gaiva. And I will say the Ramchal orders this very specifically, because isn't it incredible? The last and most acute and most dangerous level of gaiva is not a person who you'd ever know is a Baal Gaiva, because he's not running after covet, right? He's not running after honor. He's not pretending, he's not engaging in displays of excessive humility to be thought of as a Baal Anava. He's just a guy who behaviorally looks the same. But Lamaisa in his head always walks around thinking that he's the smartest guy in the room and has got it all figured out. And no one knows better than him. And I will say, the danger of that, says in Ramchal, is he not open to Musa? If a person, not open to Musa in the form of not open to learning from other people. Other people know more than me in different areas of life. But if I think I'm always the smartest guy in the room, I'm not open to learning anything from anyone, and I'm not open to Musa. Because we'll say sometimes in life we do things wrong. And unless a person makes themselves vulnerable and humble enough to recognize that I don't know everything, and I don't always have the right answers, and I don't always know what to do, there's no room to learn from anyone else. And when there's no room to learn from anyone else, by definition, a person has created a glass ceiling for themselves. That, says Ramchal, is the most dangerous form of gaiva. So stop over here for today. Shkoyach. Tomorrow we'll close out the section of gaiva with a little bit of summary. And Amiraz Hashem continue in Perek Yud Aleph, is the longest chapter in the Silas Yesharim, as we are seeing Baruch Hashem, but really incredibly profound each and every day. Shkoyach.